TNT? Like the official Todd and Tyler Radio Empire page on Facebook for show updates and more. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Well, what if I told you shut up?
Edie's here. Greg is sick today. Nick Allen's been here since he came in early to help out a little bit. It's very nice of Nick to do that. Richard Reese is going to stop in later on. Now, the Peloton commercial is the girl gets it for Christmas, right?
Okay, I have seen this. Bush just showed it to me.
And I think the weird part about it is I understand giving somebody a Peloton for Christmas, a wife, but she could have asked for it, and she's already kind of in shape, but she wants. But it's her face. She looks like she's
scared.
Yeah, Stockholm syndrome.
Right.
Like, I have to work out or somebody's going to beat me.
Like the bike's
right?
Gonna come alive and
is
whoop
that
her
what
ass.
They're bitching about?
And that's part of the backlash. Yeah,
the Stockholm syndrome.
It seems like she might be in an abusive relationship.
Yes,
you
right. Because she looks scared.
Well, and why would you and giving your wife a Peloton, saying no, you need to work out.
But she's not fat.
But she's not.
But Peloton, in their defense. So, well, if we'd have put somebody that needed to work out, that looks like physically needs to work out, they'd have yelled at us for that.
Yeah, see,
but she could also ask for it. People ask for presents all the time.
And well, see, they're getting all these angles from the Twitter.
But stock fell. But stock fell 10% because of the commercial.
If you remember, there was a Peloton commercial last year where the guy.
Every year had been doing this.
The guy had the bike hidden in a shed, and then the woman found it. So she's working out on the Peloton bike before she even gets it as a gift.
I remember that.
Yeah, she was truly excited to get that.
Next to the vacuum.
I think it's this actress's face. This actress's face looks scared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's the reason.
They're taking crap for that. They're taking crap for, you know, her already being in shape and fit.
Yeah, she is. They're damn to do what they damn if they don't. You're right, Pushman.
In that situation,
if it had been a fat wife and he gives her one... It'd have been yelling for that.
Yeah, it's a 30-second commercial, and they're going way too deep.
Yeah, but
I never thought about all that.
Neither did I.
Yeah.
This here says they're being criticized for peddling negative body images and proliferating unhealthy marital dynamics.
Yeah, see, they're reading way too much into that 30-second commercial.
That's what it says, unhealthy marital dynamics.
Mm-hmm.
That's just called marriage.
At one point in the ad, the woman looks at her looks at her husband in a way that suggests she's seeking his approval of her efforts.
I gotta go back and really pay attention. I do notice the still shots. The social media has put out that still shot of her face almost look like she's got wet eyes.
I gotta work out or he'll beat me.
I can see that part
of it. He talks about my figure all the time.
But then they're also getting people to...
They should have the husband be a big fat ass is what they should have.
they're also getting people...
Just with his fist balled up. With beer cans.
They're getting people defending them the other way as well, saying, well, maybe she asked for it.
That's what I'm saying.
And maybe...
No, she asked for it.
maybe it's not about her wanting to lose weight. Everybody assumes that working out is about losing weight. Well, no, it's not necessarily
about that. It's about just staying in shape.
Yeah.
Right.
So
or trying to keep your heart moving.
Health and wellness.
Yeah, health and wellness.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they're giving them
crap. But the stock dropped 10%?
Yeah, it's just the backlash.
Yeah.
People are getting fired.
Maybe they figured out those things are really expensive, aren't they?
Yeah, but that's why I think she's really happy she got one, because they were expensive. That's why I looked into
it. They're like $2,000.
When I first saw the commercial, I originally thought she's happy because she knows they aren't cheap, and she always wanted one, and he got one for her. But now I see her face does look a little scared.
You know, and they're saying
dystopian fitness
routine. Well, you know why? It might not be your husband if you watch some of those instructors, because you can go online and get live instruction. Those are the ones that yell at you.
Yeah, they do. But her husband
is in the commercial.
Yeah. Right.
Nice of you to show up.
Right.
Well, and they're saying, you know, maybe they should have framed it as it's something that she got for herself because she wants to, you know, to be healthier. You know, but
yeah, I think it's
it'd
crazy.
Have to be like a 4-minute commercial to explain all the stuff in the background and tease everybody.
Yeah.
You know,
everybody filled in their own backstory.
Right. Yeah,
and I think the reason if she doesn't have that I'm scared face, I think this isn't even a big deal.
Maybe she had a bad incident with a bicycle as a youth and she crashed and she was afraid to get back on one. We just don't know that.
I think the actress just has a face. Looks, she's kind of scared. I think it was that simple. That it's just a simple commercial that we wouldn't thought anything of it if she had a regular, if she wouldn't look, didn't look scared in the picture.
If there was no social media.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yes.
That too. Yeah. Yeah. That too.
And the culture of fake outrage.
Right.
Which fuels that.
And what's the other term you said, Nick? Negative marital, whatever?
Oh,
Negative,
negative, unhealthy marital dynamics, negative body images.
Yeah, whatever. That's just life.
That's yeah.
Waking up.
Right?
That's waking up.
Well, that's just reading way too much into
yeah. it. One Twitter user even suggested running for president on the single issue platform to jail everyone involved in the pitching, scripting, acting, shooting, and approval of the Peloton.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, that's a little crazy.
Yeah.
What are they, about $6,000?
This no, is over $2,200.
Oh, okay, okay. They're still expensive. Oh,
plus to subscribe to
plus
that
a month.
Service.
Yeah.
You got to subscribe to that live streaming.
I bet you that's the, probably $50 a month if you want the live instructor.
Is that guy there watching you two the whole time? What are you doing?
I don't
doing?
Know.
I don't know if there's a two-way camera.
Right.
You're sitting on the couch eating. You go, what are you doing over there?
There's a camera on the seat.
Yeah, is he getting feedback? Hey, Linda in Arizona, step it up.
Right,
yelling at people.
Yeah. He's slagging behind, Karen.
You know, your husband doesn't appreciate it like I do. That guy's saying that, too.
Right? Come work out on my bike.
I always thought that those commercials were funny back in the day because the past 3 or 4 or 5 years they've been running. Is it the beautiful settings those bikes are set on? Like a beautiful room overlooking an ocean.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
Or a forest. That, or, yeah.
The room is solely dedicated to that bike.
And even the one where they downplay it is, it's still a brownstone in Brooklyn. You know, that window, the brownstone, it's still a really nice-looking house.
Even this house is not, it's not seaside or anything, but you can tell these people, like, the $2,000 for the Peloton is not a deal.
Pelotons are usually in the basement.
That was her, that was
her corner.
With laundry on them.
Board, right, that's where they're at.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right, not on the top side, your deck of your 10,000 square foot mansion.
No, I got an exercise bike. Mm-hmm. I have an exercise room. It's just a room. There's no windows, nothing.
There.
Yeah. No windows. Yeah.
That was probably your stocking stuffer. You know, she'll be on the Lexus commercial getting her.
I love it.
I love it.
No, I love it. Yeah. I love it.
Stealing that from her husband.
Stay on that bike or you're losing the car.
I love it.
Yeah. I saw one for.
I can't imagine that you don't dig that chick in that commercial. The I love it girl. Because she kind of looks like.
Oh, no, she's cute.
You don't really.
No. I
don't really have a type, but if you did have a type, it would be something like her.
Oh, no, she's hot.
Yeah.
I don't like that she takes that. The guy obviously bought the truck for himself, and he's denuded right there.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, and upon
no, I want it.
I love it.
And upon reflection after this Peloton ad, she is reinforcing a negative body image to him because she gave him a fitness tracker.
Does
at the
she
beginning
that?
Of that commercial?
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay.
She goes, "Oh, I got one for you and one for me."
And he's not fat either.
No.
No.
She's reinforcing a negative body image to her husband there.
Yeah, man. I think I'm about to get a bra for Christmas.
No, I think
hint. Yeah.
A lot of those exercise bike commercials put a lot of pressure on guys. It's just, why don't we have a 10,000 square foot mansion with a deck that overlooks the Pacific Ocean where I can put my exercise bike?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
So
that's
putting a lot of pressure on me.
Yeah. I don't know how I'm going to operate
that today. Was part of this, too. A lot of people are upset, partly because the imagery is so upscale and idealized. There's always a delicate balance for a brand between
they're
being so aspirational and being unrealistic.
But
and
those commercials have been upscale since day one.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way,
always.
Car commercials are upscale from day one, too, because it's always a really, really cool-looking house, and the car pulls up, and there's a bow on it. It's never a regular house.
Right.
It's always upscale house.
I do like the ad campaign where they're trying to hide the big bow.
Oh, yeah.
It goes into various rooms, and they're trying to hide the big bow from mom.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that.
That's a good angle.
Yeah.
That bow still costs more than what I spend at Christmas.
The bow. offer that, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not used to this. You're looking over me like, what's next? I've seen you look at Craig like that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I haven't even done that to you. I was thinking about something else. I haven't given you that look yet. Just be like Craig and yell at us.
Now you know
we look at you, bunch of freaks.
Stop staring at me, you freak.
Right. That's true. For years, you see me look at Craig that way. Craig is sick, by the way. A little under the weather like everybody is right now.
Nick, you're supposed to be at the computer uninterested while we're talking. You don't get this. Yeah.
I didn't mean to give you that look. I'm just so used to turning that way and looking over there. But you don't have to jump when I say jump.
That's his resting show face.
Craig does. Craig has to jump.
All right. According to Pam on the email, the Peloton indoor bicycle with live streaming on-demand classes costs roughly $3,000 for the first year, $500 thereafter.
For a year.
Is that just for classes?
Well, that has to be building in the cost of the bike in the first year.
Maybe.
Yeah,
so,
that's the bike. That's the bike.
That's the bike plus the classes.
Yeah, 500 a year. When you break that down, cable. You know, you're really into it. Yeah. Why not?
And you can't even ride it to the park.
No,
it just sits there.
It does just sit there.
That's less than $50 a month.
But you are overlooking the ocean.
Yeah. Oh, you are? Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a $1 million house. Well, no, a $10 million house on the ocean. Yeah. It's always a cool place, right?
Well, it's funny. You can tell because like, I was.
They should have the Peloton sitting in a freaking trailer. They really should. And he's looking, and the lady's just on it, looking just at a, like a little tube TV in a corner.
Or in somebody's front yard by the weight set and the fridge.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. And down, yeah.
Rusting.
Yeah.
Guy, the extension cord running inside
for
it.
Your brother's on a weight bench and you're on the couch.
Yeah.
On the porch.
Your skeezy brother's hitting a punching bag.
A weight set in the front yard.
Be like
a real Peloton.
That'd be a Peloton commercial.
That's
somebody
right.
Trying to steal it.
Now I think all the bad talk is that nobody's going to buy one. They will. I bet sales do go down for a little bit, at least for Christmas.
From what I'd read, they said that it remained to be seen if it would see an effect in sales.
Yeah, well, we're all
talking
about it.
One way or the other.
Yeah.
Well, if you're a dude who's thinking about buying one of those for his wife,
no.
This isn't going to help.
No.
Can you imagine the guy who already has one ready to go?
Oh,
now this happens, like, nah, I'm going to have to send that back.
Right. Yeah, a lot of returns.
Yeah.
I'm going to get you a Nordic track instead, honey.
Nordic track.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
A sweater with some weights on the sleeve.
And the Thighmaster.
I'll get her the Thighmaster.
Just lay down. Yeah. Try that one out, honey.
Yeah, I don't know if the bad gifts could lead to divorce. The Atlantic said nearly half of all married couples are likely to divorce, and many couples report feeling unhappy in their relationships.
Half?
Is that news?
Okay, Dave on the email.
No, it's not.
Are you reading that from a text from your wife?
Yeah.
that was off his phone.
My pocket was buzzing. Yeah.
Apparently the girl from the GMC commercial, the I Love It girl.
Yeah?
I love it.
She's sexy.
Is from Omaha.
Is she naked?
According to Dave, her name is Morgan.
That's your job too, by the way, Nick.
She's a friend
type
of...
This chick's nude.
Right, you got to type in this chick's name, nude. She's a friend of my wife's and was in our wedding.
I love it.
I know she is. She's very sexy.
I love it.
And she's hot.
I love it. I do. I love it.
Well, then ask her, did she know damn well he wanted the truck? Because he wanted the truck.
But he's denuded. No, honey, that's mine.
You knew he wanted the truck.
Yeah. In real life, like you just did that story about marriages have hassles, basically.
Yeah.
Because it's just called being married, that he'd be yelling at her. No, it's mine. Now it's my truck.
Right.
Yeah. I got to look at that commercial again now.
There's another guy. I think is it Taco Bell where the guy has the Instagram girlfriend? She's kind of hot. Sunset
Hard Hands.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he can't take the picture because he's eating the rolled chicken.
Oh, that guy. Yeah. Right. That's a funny commercial.
She gives him the evil look. Take the picture.
Yeah.
Way to take a stand.
She's an actress, like a film actress.
Okay.
Had some bit parts.
How about I get a different girlfriend instead, you?
What's the girl's name in the cartoon? Not the cartoon, in the I Love It commercial.
I love it.
Morgan Matthews.
Type her in naked.
All right.
Love it.
Not all everybody. Puss
all together now.
Puss has done it. Nick pulled out his phone. All right.
On it.
I mean, I got no reason to doubt that emailer. So that sounds legit. Maybe
is. People are sure. From other places.
Yeah.
We know a lot. We know famous people. So,
She's single? That would have been nice for the groomsmen.
She does have an IMDb listing, and it does list her hometown as Omaha, Nebraska.
I love it. Nice. I do. I love it.
Mr. Date of birth? How old is she? Mid-30s? I'm guessing from that commercial. Maybe.
Let's see.
I don't want to make her too old, you know.
I love it.
I love it.
I love it.
I love it.
I do.
I love it.
Does not list her date of birth.
No, the Peloton's for you, I would say.
Love it. Right. Right, but actually, this truck is for the winter, and the car is. You get the bike inside to work. you ride hands free on that thing and knit me a sweater.
They want to come up with a sexist commercial. They really could. I think they delve too much into that Peloton thing. They were thinking,
Peloton's. And that's probably not by people who are actually. Consumers of Peloton. You know what I'm saying? Like, the people who are buying Pelotons are not outraged at the commercial. They're just going to buy Peloton.
Of course not.
Not at all.
No, these are bored people on Twitter.
Right.
So these are bored people on Twitter.
I have no intention of purchasing a Peloton.
I've had an exercise bike in the basement for 5 years. Yeah. I don't see what the big deal is.
Yeah, I eat a ham sandwich on that every day.
Every day.
I hang clothes on it.
Right, yeah. I just see the big deal.
It's not body shaming.
When the dryer's full, I hang clothes on it.
There was another one I saw for some other exercise equipment just the other day, and I was calling BS on it because they did. They put it right in the middle of the bedroom. Like the guy got right out of bed and then right there in the middle of
I've seen that. I've seen that in houses. You'll see a stationary bike in a bedroom.
But not off to the side. Not up against the wall where it would be out of the way.
Oh, just
this
like,
thing was
like you got the pee and trip and just trip on it.
It was right at the foot of the bed.
Maybe I should work out.
It was right at the foot of the bed. I went, nobody puts their big piece of equipment there,
and
their
up.
Exercise thing.
No.
Okay, who was this? Brian on the email, TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com. You had a comedian on a few months ago where his girlfriend ran off with the Peloton instructor. I remember somebody telling that story.
Yeah.
Who was it? My concern is for the guy. What if his wife runs off with the instructor?
Yeah.
Well,
I love him.
About his screen time.
He's somewhere else. He works for Peloton probably in Los Angeles somewhere, right?
Yeah, well, the comedian was probably from Los Angeles. And I don't know how the...
You're right. They probably met somewhere else.
Can you actually interact?
No, you don't interact.
I don't know.
That guy's... no, because he's... He's talking to a lot of people on those things. He's just running he's like a spin class.
Right. There's a ton of people on that network.
Right, yeah. So she must have met him someplace else.
Obviously.
A comedian did say that to us.
Yeah, I can't remember who
and
it was.
In L.A., yeah.
I mean, you'd think he'd be fine. Right. Guy's just on the screen.
Yeah,
turns out he's down the street.
Yeah. You walk in, he's standing there with his dink hanging out.
Right.
I thought your wife was coming.
Just fixing the bike.
Glad you got her a Peloton.
She's got a great ass. He messes with you when she's not around.
Wife's been working hard.
Yeah.
This that same story about marriages ending in divorce.
What was the headline on the marriage thing?
By the way, an hour ago. No, maybe it was just a half hour ago. No, it was an hour ago. We had an unclaimed fart. We had a smell in the studio, and I asked Puss.
No, that was not me.
If it was him, I asked Tyler.
You know what? I walked to the kitchen, actually, and the bathroom during that last break. There's just a general stench in this building today.
Okay.
There really is. I think there's some leakage coming up from one of our horrible bathrooms.
Because it's
we work in a dump.
I blame one of the guys down the hall.
Right. No, it wasn't you guys, right?
No,
I was reading a live commercial.
You smelled it. I thought it was you.
Yeah.
Everyone in this room would proudly claim the fart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody hides it.
No.
Did you smell it this break, too?
No.
Because I farted
this
break.
Did you?
I noticed. Yeah. I saw you lean
a few
over.
Times,
right?
Yeah.
No, that was tame compared to what wafted in here an hour ago.
All right.
Yeah. I don't even know. I'm almost immune to you anymore.
So the marriage headline was originally what?
It's research shows that practically every dimension of life happiness is influenced by the quality of one's marriage. While divorce is the second most stressful life event one can ever experience.
Todd and Petey both been through divorces.
What is the most stressful? Like death in the family?
Death.
Yeah, it doesn't say.
Yeah.
Maybe it's marriage.
I would assume it's death in the family. Yeah, the marriage.
Yeah.
It's the most stressful.
Well, it's the death of your single life.
Yeah, right. The death of your dog. Yeah. Your dog dying. That sucks. Yeah.
I would say, what are we, 2019 now?
Yep.
So I'm, you know, about 3 years removed from it.
From the divorce?
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, sober for about a year and a half now, or at least not drunk. And, I would say that, I would agree with that statement. Because, I'm still, reprocessing stuff as, my brain gets clearer. And, it still affects me, and it's still stupid. And,
Yeah, for sure. Well, you had everything invested in that, like most people have.
Everything.
Marriage,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Everything.
And then, sometimes there's kids involved, so that stresses you out even more.
Oh, man.
You know, the custody battle goes on forever.
But you, like you said, you think about your, I want to bum you out.
Well, no, it don't bum me out.
Anybody thinks about their future and what it was going to be like, all of a sudden it's not like that anymore.
Yeah.
And that's a whole different
thing. And that was hard to get
whole
over.
Thing to process.
And now, the whole thing is, there's a lot of great people that were that I met or was around because of her.
Right.
That, have reached out occasionally, right? But, it's tough to, keep that going.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because it's just tough to keep that going.
Right.
Because then it's like your past, this didn't work out, but we're kind of still here. What's up?
Yeah, but sometimes the
who's naked, push?
People feel like they're in a position where they have to take sides.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It was Chris Porter's girlfriend who left him for a Peloton.
Oh, nice.
Sure.
Yes. Yeah. I do remember that now.
That's even funnier.
He probably didn't even notice for a while, though. Chris
funnier.
Didn't even notice for
he
a
did.
Minute, man.
He did. It was Chris Porter.
I love Porter. But
she's been on that bike a lot.
It happened to Porter.
That was Matt from Facebook. Thank you, Matt.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire. Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.